3 until 6 p.m., enjoy 20-ounce pints of the Great Dane's flagship beers for only $3. From Crop Circle Weed to the Old Glory APA. Head to one of their four locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, Madison's original brew pub since 1994.
Hi, I'm Madison Money Guy, Christian Finfrock with Retirement Income Strategies. And what sets us apart is we're an independent, family-run office. We help clients like you understand the financial world and build a portfolio that's in your best interest. To learn more, go to MadisonMoneyGuy.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Your Honda gets you everywhere. When it needs service, you need Zimbrick Honda Service. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? For a limited time at Zimbrick Honda, you can buy three tires and get the fourth for only $1. Part of the Madison community since 1973. Shop local. Shop Zimbrick Honda.
This is Monte Ball.
Monte steps to the right, dashes, reaches, touchdown!
You listen to 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison.
Sports Center updates on 100.5 ESPN are brought to you by Metro Kia of Madison. Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or visit MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
Begins now. And it begins with something that Tausch, you saw on Get Up Monday morning.
What is today?
Today's Wednesday.
Slow moving month, am I right?
No, it's been moving somewhat quickly for us, but maybe not for the Tauschers. Jesse, this is an apparently interesting debate or discussion about Jordan Love, and it involves Rex Ryan. You're all blurry. Is that because Pablo's no longer too close to the... See, because he's clear. He's messed up the focus by standing so close.
That's why I point out you called Tausch out in the 9 o'clock hour for commenting on the texts that were popping up on the video stream.
Now you're kind of doing something similar. I just live with it.
Yeah, double standard, clearly, because we didn't talk about him being too close to the camera earlier in the show at all. You're right. You're blurry in the video stream.
Quite, yeah.
But this was interesting to you and to Tausch when it comes to the opinion these guys held on Jordan Love.
Yes, it was fascinating. There were several different...
Fascinating?
Yeah. Like Tausch, when Tausch texts us and says, Rex Ryan, 821, get up. First of all, I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, I can't find the video.
Now, I got to figure out what that means.
Oh, I got to do work. And I always feel bad for sending it.
You don't feel bad
Not at all.
For
no,
sending
you don't.
It.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here is the debate on Get Up from Monday morning following Packers Cart.
Rex, you have been on the fence, if you will, about Jordan Love. How do you feel today?
Well, no, I mean, you can't deny this guy's talent. Like, it's ridiculous. He can throw the ball with anybody. My only concern is sometimes I think he gets reckless with the football. I think he believes in his arm talent too much, and he puts the team at risk when he turns the ball over.
So, D. Wood, you've got the Vikings who still haven't lost. You've got the Lions who were dominant yesterday, but again, may have lost their best player. Can the Packers win this division?
Absolutely. I've always said, like, their defense, to me, is going to be the telltale sign for this team. And the way they played yesterday, I mean, they play outstanding defensively. They can absolutely win this game.
Talk to me about Jordan Love, Dan.
Yeah, I love the ball distribution that we saw from Jordan Love. He's spread it around to all their talent. This is 10 straight games, if you count the playoffs, where he's got multiple touchdown passes. This is a high-scoring offense. And I agree with Wood. This defense takes the ball away. That's something they have not done in the past couple years in Green Bay. I think he can stay aggressive because the defense has got the ability to get the ball back.
So as much as it pains me, that part at the end that Dan Orlovsky says, we remember back in the early days of the Brett Favre era, one of the great things that they had going for them was Leroy Butler could come up to Favre after an interception and say, don't worry, we got you. And they'd go get the ball back for him or get a stop. Is that the part that you found most interesting, or the fact that Rex Ryan is still a little bit of a Frank Novak doubter in Jordan Love?
Well, I thought both were interesting, but it was the Dan Orlovsky stuff that I was intrigued by after Rex kind of went through his thing. And I don't want to – this is where I always get a little bit flummoxed. Because I think the gold standard for modern-day Packer defense is that Leroy Butler 96 team. What they were able to do and lead the league in creating turnovers, and you always felt like if they needed a stop, they were going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
When is the last time we felt that way? Even in 2010, when we win a Super Bowl, did you feel like every time, you could feel like Charles would make a big play, you know, you'd think, well, Cullen's going to get back there, he's going to make a play, Clay.
Tremont.
You had guys, and Tremont made plays. Obviously, the Falcon game. You felt it, but did you feel it as strongly? I don't know what the turnover differential was in that 2010 season. I would bet that the 2009 season was better turnover-wise. That group was dominant with Reggie, with Chill, with Santana, Leroy. It was dominant. And this group is not there, not right now. But they're 5-6 games into the season, and they're creating turnovers like that group did.
The 2010 team had 32 takeaways, but they did, and Aaron Rodgers did have more interceptions than he would have in subsequent years. They turned the ball over 22 times, so they were 6th in the league in takeaways. But at plus 10, they were 4th in the league. Now, you were curious about 09, mm-hmm. and then I'll have to go into the archives to track down what they were in 1996. But you were right. Your instinct is right on the money. They had 30 interceptions. Just interceptions.
Well, C. Wood was DPOY.
In 2009,
yep.
40 total takeaways.
That's pretty good.
Their net differential was plus 24,
which
was
really
also
good.
Best in the league.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, and so I don't know if you can still play defense and be as dominant as that 96 team in today's day and age just because of the way it's officiated and how the rules have changed. But you sensed, and this was last week, you did everything you could do, and you limited what Arizona did. It felt kind of like that suffocating game that I was hoping to see a couple weeks ago.
Boa constrictor.
It was a suffocator last week. There was never a doubt that I just never felt like Arizona was going to move the football. I think they had one good drive all day. And that's how you felt back in that 96 era. You just felt like they're going to make plays. They were going to suffocate you. I think if you can get your pass rush cranked up and you don't have to blitz, but if you remember Fritz blitzed, I'm trying to rhyme another Fritz blitzed. I don't have anything else, but Fritz blitzed.
Gave him a spritz.
He gave a spritz of Leroy. He'd spritz Leroy. Hey, go up there and get after people. And that was that difference-making group. And the fact that you feel like, from Jordan's perspective, we're so used to, because Aaron played quarterback here so long, that there wasn't going to be turnovers. And it's a cardinal sin, and it's not going to happen. And, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. I haven't seen it. You're seeing Jordan take some more risks than I think most of us, including Matt LaFleur, like, and Tom Clemens. But if your defense is going to be a turnover-making machine, you're able to overcome that, whereas I think Aaron probably always felt like he couldn't or that this group couldn't overcome it. Jordan probably feels like they can. And we'll see if that's how this season shakes out.
Is that a good attitude to have?
No.
I can take more chances because these guys will give me the ball back?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But that's not to say that's not how it works. And when you want to harp on complimentary football all the time, that's what you're talking about. If I do make a mistake, it's going to get covered. Now, I don't want to be asking them to, because that's not being a good teammate. I'm not going to ask them to do this consistently. But when and if that time comes, when I decide to wing the football off my back foot out of the end zone and throw a pick six from 3 yards, they're going to have my back. And that's what happened. And that's a good thing. And I think that's what Orlovsky is saying. That's why I found it interesting.
Michael Klink, the Klinkster, as we like to know him, he's very busy. He's tweeting, he's clipping parts of the show. He really is very serious about his Hall of Fame credentials.
Are we paying him?
I don't think we are. No.
Jesse?
We're definitely not.
No, I mean, find him a little bit. Find him some.
Take it out of your own salary,
Jesse. You can't even get him
a
prize pack because he's
Canadian.
He's out of the country.
He points out that Rex Ryan has never been a love guy, which I would say sets him apart from most ESPN analysts. I feel like, especially last year, everybody was pro-love. They were love with love.
A lot of love up there at Bristol / New York or wherever it all is.
Okay. Again, my question is, A, do you want your quarterback thinking that way? You answered that. My second question is, how confident are you that they can keep up something resembling this pace? Right?
Because they're not
going to have 17 takeaways in six games and then have 34 takeaways after 12 games, which would then put them on pace for about 50 takeaways.
How nice would that
be? In the season.
Well, you're also getting into some meaty parts of your schedule.
Indeed.
So it's going to be more difficult, but you're now created this culture. This is what our expectations are. And you don't want to fall short when you're as competitive. You don't want to fall short. You're not on the other side of it where, oh, my God, you guys aren't getting any turnovers. How are you going to create turnovers? And then you start making up drills where you're punching balls and you're doing ball security before practice. You've been doing this.
Yeah.
It's been coached. You saw it with Evan Williams, the sad, for coming up sad this weekend. The punch, the peanut punch, it's taught. That continues to grow and grow and grow, and then you expect more and more and more and more. And I think you'd be very disappointed if this team doesn't end up with more takeaways than that 2010 team. You'd be very disappointed because this start is leading you to think 34 should get blown by. This team should be looking at 40 turnovers created, or you're looking at it as being disappointing.
Yes, 40 by the 2009 defense is the most impressive. All right, I would like to make sure that we have enough time because we are playing double trivia today. It is double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, so we're going to need two contestants. And because everyone enjoyed our discussion yesterday about the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, we will take caller 8 and caller 12 in honor of his two uniform numbers. Caller 8 and caller 12 for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday double trivia. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 8 and caller 12, you will play. Caller 8 will get to choose. Well, I guess they're all the same, so there is no choosing. Caller 8 and caller 12, 844-770-3776. Speaking of making calls, make your call on that, and if you've been injured, make the call. One call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, 844-414-276-6666. It's a lot of phone numbers in a very short time.
I'm not
going to
say anything because I'm not a jerk.
Isn't that kind of like saying something, though?
No, I just said I'm not going to say anything.
But you said something. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, or go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more about the firm, about all the great lawyers that they have, and, of course, everything that they do in our communities as well. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Mark Tauscher here for Grassland Dairy. Anybody else enjoy...
What a treat. A first-time contestant and a possible Hall of Famer.
Great places, South Dakota.
First, let's welcome in caller 8. It is Randy in Greendale, who is a first-time contestant. Hi, Randy. Good morning.
How are you? Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Tausch. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, and then let's welcome in caller 12. It is Jack Rabbit Mama.
Great places, South Dakota.
A tip of the cap. Good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
Did you interview Jackrabbit Mama for your Tucker piece or not?
I did not. Okay. Is she Tucker's mom?
She's a yote. No. She's also, there's some yotage. No, there's a different yote.
No yote.
Just relax. I'm trying to get there. So you did not interview Jackrabbit Mama?
No.
I did not.
What are we doing here? Come on.
And if you would have read the story, you would have noticed there weren't any quotes.
Well, I did read the story.
All right, let's play trivia.
That is one story that I did read.
Mm-hmm. At least until I stopped with the quotes from Eck, and then you lost interest. All right, let's play trivia. Guilty.
The Jackrabbits and the Yotes are rivals. Why would you ask her if she's
well,
a Yote?
Well, actually, the Jackrabbits in North Dakota State are rivals. That's their big biggie. But in the state of South Dakota, yeah, I think you're probably right. Got to get back to South Dakota. See what's going on with that dig. The big dig.
Maybe they found something.
is the stream of consciousness talking out loud?
Go.
What's going through my brain?
I don't have to ask any questions.
Over,
I could just sit
or
back.
Can we start trivia?
No, let's go.
Okay. Let's start with Randy. Randy, question one for you is this. The WIAA State Girls Golf Tournament has taken place this week at University Ridge Golf Course, located closest to which of these major Wisconsin cities? Is University Ridge closest to Madison, Oshkosh, or Lomira?
Oh, I'm going to take a guess. I am not sure. I'm going to go with A, Madison.
One for one. Well done.
Is Lomira supposed to be funny or is that?
I don't know. I didn't write the question.
I'm asking.
It's double trivia. It might not be my best.
Yeah. I have a greater question.
Fair enough. Okay.
I have a more important question. For question two for Jackrabbit Mama, because whoever wrote the questions neglected to highlight the correct answer for this one.
It's double trivia. It may not be my best.
Luckily, I know the answer. Question one for you, Jackrabbit Mama, is this. The WIAA State Girls Tennis Tournament is taking place this week at the Nielsen Tennis Stadium, located on the campus of which University of Wisconsin school? Is it UW-Madison, UW-Eau Claire, or UW-Boscobel?
I am going to go with UW-Madison.
And that would be smart.
I thought you could have put, like, lovely, something like love, something love-related with tennis. It would have been funny there.
UW-Deucetown.
Yeah, or, Advantage something, Advantage U, something like that.
Again,
thank you for the feedback.
You're welcome.
Question two, Randy. Tausch is leaving. Thank you. Great news.
Dang.
You're a little ornery today. Tausch is leaving from Madison to travel to the Circus World Museum in Baraboo. Which direction is Tausch primarily traveling? All right. Picture your Madison. Picture your Baraboo on your map. Is Tausch traveling primarily northwest, southwest, or northeast?
I'm going to guess northwest.
Yeah, I think he's right. Hey, Randy, I got a quick question for you. This is trivia. Do you have your blinker on? Because it's very soothing.
I do.
Yeah, I like that.
I just pulled off on the side of the road, so.
Oh, the flashers are right on. Back.
Blinkers or hazards?
Hazards, because I pulled off to the side of the road.
Okay. Yeah, I want safety first, so I feel good about that. I actually think the blinker, very soothing, the noise. It makes you relaxed.
Like a metronome.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, all right, you're two for two, Randy. Let's get to question two for Jackrabbit Mama, and it is this. Tausch is leaving, again, great news, from Madison to travel to the EAA Aviation Museum in Oshkosh. Which direction is Tausch primarily traveling? Is Tausch traveling northwest, southwest, or northeast?
Well, he's definitely going northeast.
That is correct.
Indeed.
It sounds to me like Randy's riding a horse. And that's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Or perhaps Randy. Could it be a mule?
Oh, Gus.
Gus is taking some Randy.
Are you taking Gus up to compete with McManus at Lambeau Field
with
that donkey?
We're going to give him a shot.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's Hall of Fame worthy stuff.
All right, Randy, question three for you and Gus. Latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it Friendship, Fenimore, or Fond du Lac?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Fenimore.
Tausch?
I was asked to not discuss this answer, so I'm not going to. So I don't know.
You
were asked?
Yeah, I was asked to not comment because I think there's something related. So I'm not going to help Randy on this one.
They might also be the answers for the next question. And last time this happened and Tausch didn't know, potato corridor happened.
So I didn't jump the shark here.
Fenimore, not the correct answer. Friendship. Correct answer. Friendship.
I definitely would give this away because I would talk about my old buddy Mike Kosel Sharon and how we battled back in 7th and 8th grade hoops.
You can do that in a minute.
And then he played for the Badgers.
He did.
Just like you.
Yep.
All right, Jackrabbit Mama, let's figure out why Tausch had to keep his big trap shut for his opinion on that last question. Question number three for you is this. A longitudinally... Which of these Wisconsin cities is located the farthest west? Farthest west. Is it? And these choices may sound familiar. Friendship,
Fenimore or Fond du Lac?
I am going to guess that my friendship knowledge is limited, but I'm going to go with Fenimore because I do know where Fenimore is.
Fenimore?
Yes.
Great places, South Dakota.
Is correct.
Excellent.
Tausch, now the floor is yours for your Fenimore storytelling.
No, I don't have Fenimore
or friendship
story.
Or
it's Adam's friendship.
I don't even know to say.
I'm not even really sure what Jesse limited and kind of censored me for no reason. Adam's friendship is where Mike played.
Indeed.
And nothing about Fenimore.
Because you're telling me when you were thinking out loud about where these were, you wouldn't have said, well, I know Fenimore's in the, like, western part of this. That's, like, southwest Wisconsin. Friendship's kind of up potato corridor.
I'm not going to lie. I don't fully appreciate your impression of me.
I know exactly how that would have played out. So that's why we had to go about it that way.
You might be right. That's why I was muzzled.
Yes. Now we know how to keep him quiet on occasion.
Don't like being
muzzled. Jesse's going to tell you what to do, and you apparently listen.
I try to respect trivia.
All right, Randy, you got 2 out of 3. That means you got
three
out of
four. Why did you shut the blinkers off? I'm not hearing blinking.
Where's Gus?
Maybe Gus just stopped on the side of the road.
For blinking's sake, can we get the blinkers back on?
There we go.
Thank you.
There you go. We do have them.
Gosh, I would have felt horrible if something happened. He turned his hazards off because we said something. Be safe first, Randy.
Safety first, indeed.
Thank
Randy,
you
got 3 entries into the drawing on Friday. Congratulations on your first foray into Wildy and Tausch
trivia. I think Jackrabbit Mama's going to be the dub this week.
Drive safely.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you, Randy.
Love you guys.
Be safe out there.
Now, Jackrabbit.
Keep those blinkers on.
Yeah.
Where's that muzzle? Jackrabbit Mama, you got all 3 right. You've got 4 entries into Friday's
4-piece nug, some would say.
Excellent.
And we appreciate your loyalty to the show, even though you weren't quoted in the State Journal about a player that is not your offspring. We appreciate you as well. Thank you very much.
And it is the Dakota Marker game this week on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Primetime ESPN. Yeah. So
we'll be watching.
Go Jackrabbit.
Let's go.
We'll put them in the weekend preview.
You know where our loyalties lie here. That's where our loyalties lie. Absolutely.
Yeah. So ears up, and I love
ears
you guys.
Up. I love
ears
up.
Ears up.
What? You didn't get ears up in your story? When old boy takes a snap under?
Maybe I did. Maybe you just didn't check.
No, I listened, or I watched. I read, whatever.
Watched and heard. Whatever the hell it is you do with a story in the newspaper or on Madison.com. All right, that is Wildy and Tausch trivia. Tausch, have you been muzzled on anything else?
I have been, and I'm excited. There's a big thing from our friends at Quick Trip. I'm going to tell you a little bit. You guys know the great deals that Quick Trip's got. I just grabbed some Ellsworth cheese curds yesterday, just $2.49, when I was over in Verona at the Quick Trip there because we had football last night, and I got to tell stories tomorrow about that. Baked potatoes, jumbo onions, bananas, 29 cents a pound, all those deals. You know it. Quick Trip, head over there, get it done. But we got something really fun. Really fun. And I'm going to tell you right now. Releasing this Saturday only, starting on October 19th at 8 a.m. We all love Dunkers, right? We all love the donuts, the bakery sale that I was talking about earlier.
Is there an official Wildy and Tausch
Dunker? Limited edition that is only going to be a certain amount at stores within Quick Trip. And, Jesse, I don't know if we got the camera. I got one. You can get these Saturday. And when you buy a tin, again, they're going to be rare and hard to get. Look at how beautiful that is. It looks like kind of Las Vegas, doesn't it? Glazers. You get a free 6-piece nug of Glazers. So, again, you get the 6-piece. And now, Jesse, since your diet is at least you're moving, you can come grab one after this.
Good to go.
Look at this tin. Look at that tin, Jaybird. Saturday morning. Rumor has it there's going to be people getting in line early to do this. It's going to be a hot demand Saturday morning, 8 a.m., get your tin for a free Glazers at your local Quick Trip.
How did you get one already? You're just that well connected, huh?
It's a great question, Jason. It's a great question.
You will not see Tausch in line at your local Quick Trip.
Well, and it says, as it says on here, it's only at the Quickery, and it's guaranteed sweetness in every bite.
So that's Saturday morning for the special tin.
That is correct. Yes, October 19th, Saturday morning. Yeah.
Good assist, Jesse. All right, we're excited.
I don't understand. I said that three times.
Yeah, just for emphasis. Saturday morning.
Emphasizing, yeah. Okay.
Get the tin.
But now you're throwing papers
around?
Don't
throw your
stuff. No, I'm not throwing anything.
It's okay.
I'm saying okay. Rap City. Here you go again. As we go out, since we're a TV show, too. Take a look. Jesse, zoom on in there a little bit. Get an idea what
this is. Oh, we're zooming in now.
Look at that bad boy.
No, yeah. Zoom in farther, Jesse. I think he wanted you to just have the tin as the entire screen. Can't you zoom in?
And you can do that while you go to break, since we're way against the clock again, too, Jason.
Well, why don't you take us to break there, Tinny?
Glazing. Jesse Nelson, Whoa Nelly, I believe. I don't even know what's next on the show sheet, but Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Is good. The guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Sorry, I'm eating my glazer here as we finish up the show. This is a tasty glazer, Tausch. Thank you for the contributions.
You're very welcome, Jesse.
Been a while since I've had one of these bad boys. That's good. What are we pulling for a World Series matchup? I realized watching last night.
Don't care.
I think I actually want to see Dodgers Yankees, and I feel icky about that.
I don't care. There's no team that I'm like, oh, I would like the Guardians to beat the Yankees. I'm sick of the. I just don't like the Yankees. And outside of that, I don't care because the Mets, I feel ugh. The Dodgers, yeah, whatever. So I'm just disinterested.
You just don't care about not the World Series or the baseball playoffs.
If the Milwaukee Brewers are not in it or a smaller market team, and especially since ESPN Cleveland is part of the family, I just don't care. Yeah, I don't like. And I know you could say, well, Los Angeles, all this other stuff. Yeah, I don't care.
I am rooting against Yankees, Mets, so I guess Guardians, Dodgers is what I'm watching for, and I do have the games on when I'm writing at night now instead of Law and Order reruns, so I've gotten to see a lot of it, and once again, the Yankees won.
Connor Stallions, Netflix. Good stuff. Connor Stallions.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, great.
We are very stream of consciousness-y today.
Let's play the big deal, little deal, or no deal game relative to the Green Bay Packers. The Minnesota Vikings reacquiring running back Cam Akers in a trade for, I believe, a sixth-round pick yesterday from the Houston Texans. They also traded for Cam Akers last year. Big deal, little deal, or no deal, Tausch?
Little deal. I don't think that's going to be anything that moves the needle in a big way, but hey, hand up. Minnesota's a lot better than I thought they're going to be.
Is Cam Akers good?
How do I know? I know he's had an Achilles. He's been beaten up. He's getting older. If they're
he's
leaning
25.
On, I'll say this. If Aaron
it ended
Jones,
very weirdly in with the Rams.
If Aaron Jones isn't healthy for them, they're in big trouble. And Aaron Jones has, for as much as we like him here, the reason he's not in Green Bay is because he wasn't durable enough, and he got old. When you factor those two things in, that's why he's not here. Minnesota rolled the dice, and you can already see he had a hip a couple weeks ago. They had their bye. They're trading picks because they don't think he's going to be able to hold up all season either.
Well, they did that. Let's be clear. They did this pick swap stuff that is becoming popular now.
Love a good pick swap.
Like, we want this guy. We don't want you to cut him, so we want to skip the line. We'll give you a sixth, and you give us a seventh and this guy back.
Sure.
So this is, you know what this is? This is an updated version of what Ron Wolf used to do when he used to trade guys for past considerations or future considerations. That's how you guys got Tyrone Davis, the tight end. It was just his way of circumventing the waiver wire and helping out buddies of his in the league with a guy that they didn't want, but another team could use. So that's what they did with Cam Akers. By the way, in case you're wondering, Cam Akers had a 786-yard season in 2022, and in 2020 he had 625 yards. But
I'm torn because I have a great idea that I want to discuss with y'all, but I don't want to do it on a short window like this. Jesse, write this down. Lease program. NFL lease.
You're leaving tomorrow's show with the NFL for the lease, so it's NFL lease, or is it a separate?
Well, because then it sounds like you're fleecing somebody.
NFL
fleece, I don't want that.
Yeah. I don't want that.
I think that the NFL should allow for a lease program. You get one lease.
Players?
Yes.
Okay, you said we didn't have a big enough window to
tomorrow,
talk about it. We're starting to talk
tomorrow.
About it.
It's a really good idea. And I think the Premier League does this. Like, they transfer and...
You don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it, but I know I've
seen... Would have been nice to bring up with Bulaga.
I've seen transfers that have happened and things like that. I think the NFL should adopt the lease program.
Whoa, Nelly!
I don't think transfers work that way. Like, maybe a player could be on loan... If that's what you're looking
it's
for?
It's kind of the same thing, yeah. You can rebuy the lease.
Okay. Jesse, what else you got?
It's a really good idea.
I don't know where to go now.
It's a really
good
idea.
You would say, I know you gave me a look, but you would say that today has been a little stream of consciousness-y for you.
I think it's been a fantastic
show. Wouldn't you agree?
I knew we were in for it today.
Donkeys. I knew we were in for it when I was driving into the parking garage and Tausch was walking past me and he stops the car as the gate is open for me to pull in after I did my swipey thing to go in. He goes, hey, let's do a video. And he's got his coffee cup in his mouth. Hey, Jesse, what are you doing on the show today? And I'm like,
is this how I sound?
Yes.
Is that an accurate assessment?
I'm trying to park the car. Like, why are you taking a video of me at the parking garage with people waiting behind me saying, what are we talking about on the show today?
Did that make it onto social media?
No, I wasn't videoed very well. I'm no Matty Hayes.
That's hard to believe.
I can tell you that.
Whoa, Nelly!
Ian in East Troy asks for the Glazer tin. Does that go on sale at the stroke of 8 a.m. on Saturday or at 7:59?
Those are all really good questions, Ian. I can only tell you what I know. And that's what I know. So I don't know.
Whoa, Nelly!
Randy in Greendale also says, South Dakota, fun fact he forgot to share with us while he was on for trivia. His daughter-in-law is a Yote. She was a four-year starter as a libero on the South Dakota women's volleyball team.
Randy, don't you think we'd be fascinated to learn about that?
Randy, call back tomorrow. We'll talk
Randy?
About liberos.
Come on now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was the idea that we kept asking him if he had a horse or a donkey with him.
I didn't ask about the horse.
That prevented him
I
from
asked
talking
his blinker,
about his libero
which, by the way,
daughter.
I found very soothing. And he did have his blinkers on. And by the way, we appreciate when you pull over and you put the blinkers on, your safety first.
Very safe, yes.
And you get better cell reception, et cetera, et cetera. And vice versa.
That's a full Nelly.
And Amari Cooper's on the Bills now.
And Devontae Adams the Jets. And
do you think
this is not
why
a
is so many-
this would have been another fascinating question earlier in the show. If the Packers are to make a trade, now that they picked up their kick, where would they want to be? Like, who and what would that want to be?
That is a great question we will discuss to wrap up the show. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Not a dream.
asked a great question, and I mean a great question.
What do we got? Like 2.5 weeks left before?
Yeah, I was going to say maybe the timing isn't that great because we're still a ways away. I don't know if you've heard, but the month of October is dragging.
It's very slow, which is, by the way, very nice. You had two trades yesterday. Big
you
boy
did,
trades.
Indeed. Yep, you did.
Mm-hmm. I do not think Green Bay is even in the market for anything. But I think if they did, Max Crosby would be, would be the guy that we want. That's what I would say.
I don't think Max Crosby is on the trading block. So do you think that
if you're the Raiders, why not? You're not winning. You don't have a quarterback you like. You're tanking. Go get two first-round picks and trade him. Like, why not?
Maybe Max Crosby doesn't want to leave.
No, he does.
Did you talk to him?
Oh, I heard him talking with Devontae, and he said, if Devontae goes, I want to go.
You think
you think Max Crosby wants to just be on a crap team for the next 3 years? When
maybe
Detroit
they turn
could
around
lease
quickly.
Him, they could do a lease program.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Well, that's where it stemmed from.
And then they could draft a robot.
Well, that's crazy. That is crazy talk.
We spent the whole first 2 seconds talking about robots.
First, I said that if you were going to do robotics, kicking would be where they start. That's all I said. And it would be really fun to watch. But if you're Cleveland and the Raiders right now, what are you doing? So if I'm Goody, I'm sniffing around. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but I'm sniffing.
But what you just said, you don't need anything.
I agree. And I'm not saying I'm going to do
anything. You agree with yourself.
I did. It's very profound. I thought my point was great. You sniff around because I'm telling you, I think Jacksonville, I think there's 3 or 4 teams that should be dumping everything and resetting because you don't have a quarterback. You ain't going to win right away. You better start stockpiling and reloading and utilizing some of your assets before they tell you, I ain't staying here no more.
Tune in tomorrow to see what Tausch agrees with himself on next. Thanks to Brian Bulaga. Thanks to Homer. Thanks to Randy and his mule. Thanks to Jackrabbit Mama.
Thanks to
Gus. Thanks to you. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.